After travelling up in the lift, with its views along the decks of the Mary Rose, you enter into the Men of the Upper Decks gallery. In a large showcase near the lift, you can see a fighting top that was recovered during the excavations. Fighting tops, much like this one, were situated close to the top of the masts. A picture here shows the only complete image we have of the Mary Rose. It is on a list of the King's ships, the Anthony Roll, and this shows two tops on her mainmast and one on each of the other three masts. The masts, and some of the rigging of the Mary Rose, were salvaged soon after the sinking. But this fighting top was tucked away in a rigging store on the lowest deck of the ship, the orlop deck. This probably means that it was a spare, kept to replace others if they became damaged in a fight or a storm. This top from the Mary Rose is unique. No other 16th century examples exist. Pictures from the late 15th and 16th centuries show tops like this with guns, darts, longbows and small swivel guns. And the inventory for the Mary Rose includes two top guns with 20 stone shot for each. The panorama of Portsmouth, South Sea and the French and English fleets, which you saw earlier in that large projection, shows a survivor from the Mary Rose waving in desperation from one of the tops which is just above the water. The design of the top is similar to other contemporary examples. The Vasa, a Swedish warship that sank on its maiden voyage in 1628 and now raised and on display in Stockholm, has a top that had a similar construction, even though it is 100 years younger than the Mary Rose. There are some supports on the outer side of the top that had traces of what might have been glue. This suggests that there was some form of outer shell to the top, possibly made from decorative shields.